This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have a study I wanted to mention to you briefly that just popped on my radar screen. It's from the British Medical Journal. Now, the British Medical Journal has been around for a long, long time. It's been around longer than U.S. medical journals. There's one older than the British Medical, and that's the Lancet that goes back to the early 1700s. But the British Medical Journal just published a study that involved 100,000 adults in France. And the new study raises concerns about diet sodas. And what they're talking about, the study just came out, it hit the news wires yesterday. And the study is talking about how artificial sweeteners and the risk of cardiovascular disease are hand in hand at the moment. Now, they found a potential link between the consumption of artificial sweeteners and heart disease. So the researchers concluded, and I'm quoting from the study, quote, "The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide. However, they remain a controversial topic and are currently being reevaluated by the European Food Safety Authority and the World Health Organization and other health agencies. So according to this article, the objective of the study was to research, quote, the associations between artificial sweeteners from all dietary sources, beverages, tabletop sweeteners, dairy products, etc., overall and by molecule, aspartame and sucralose, and risk of cardiovascular diseases, overall coronary heart disease, and cerebrovascular disease, referring to stroke. So according to the FDA, this is what the FDA says. Aspartame is approved for use in food as a nutritive sweetener. Aspartame brand names include NutraSweet, Equal, and Sugar Twin. It does contain calories, but because it's about 200 times sweeter than table sugar, consumers are likely to use much less of it. So it goes on, talks about the history of aspartame a little bit, going back to 1981 when the FDA first approved it as a tabletop sweetener, chewing gum, cold breakfast cereals, dry bases for certain foods, beverages, instant coffee, tea, gelatins, puddings, fillings, and the list goes on and on. It has been a controversial subject for a long time because it affects certain areas of the brain, and that there are those who have a rare hereditary disease, PKU, phenylketonuria, have a difficult time metabolizing phenylalanine, which is an important amino acid, and it's also the basis of aspartame. Then also, sucralose showed up later on, I think it was just before 2000, and it's approved for use in food as a non-nutritive sweetener, and is sold under the brand name of Splenda. Sucralose is about 600 times sweeter than sugar. Now, there's nothing in Mother Nature's world that's 600 times sweeter than sugar, even the sweetest of all sugar sources, whatever that might be. So to have something put into the body that's 600 times sweeter than sugar, you have to ask yourself, is this stuff okay to use? Because the promotional argument, of course, is, well, we know sugar's bad for you. I mean, who's going to argue that? A little bit of sugar, yeah, maybe not so. And by little bit, I mean, maybe a half a teaspoon of table sugar a day probably isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. But most people can't stop with that. And most of our foods are production foods that come out of food plants. The major food producers, the breakfast cereals and things like that, and dressings, and are just loaded with sugar. And hardly any of us can get through the morning without toast or a bagel or a muffin or something else. Those things are loaded with sugar. So we're constantly inundated with it, and so that kind of eats at us a little bit, like, nah, maybe I'm getting too much sugar. Maybe I should use a substitute. But again, what I want you to think about is that when you take something into your body like sucralose that's 600 times sweeter than sugar, or aspartame that's 200 times sweeter than sugar, something in the back of your head must be saying, ah, is this really good for me? So that was the basis of this study, just published in the British Medical Journal, that these 100,000 people, these 100,000 adults in France that were studied over a period of time, they had a greater risk of coronary artery disease, clots, and clots that would take place inside the heart muscle itself, as well as cerebral vascular strokes, strokes in the brain. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and have been a regular contributor to the Doug Steffen, the Good Day Health Show, for a long time now. Doug and I go way back, and he's invited me to take this show for myself for a bit. And more information for me about me and about the nutritional aspect that I'm involved with at forbiddendoctor.com. And so I've just been talking about this new study. I am looking for a source here I can give you, but I think if you want to get more information on this, if you're internet savvy, you can just go to the internet and Google diet soda study or new diet soda study, British Medical Journal. It's going to pop up right in front of you. And even though now, because it's so controversial and because there's so much money that's made with artificial sweeteners, the artificial sweetener industry is out there saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, you can't take our milk cow away from us like this. So the European Food Safety Authority, which is essentially the European version of the FDA and the World Health Organization, as well as other health agencies, are reevaluating the study. Well, you know what that could end up meaning, because anytime you look at a study, whether it agrees with your basic bias or not, you always want to know who's behind the study, who paid for it, who stands to gain from the results, who stands to be hurt by the results. And then a lot of times what the headlines will say, oh, this new study out of France suggests you might want to use sugar for your sweetener. It didn't say that. But a lot of times the press or the media will not even exaggerate, misrepresent, I think is the better word, what the study actually indicated. So you might want to read that for yourself if you're using artificial sweeteners. And I can't be more pointed or concerned about this whole thing, because I have a lot of my own patients who ask me on a regular basis. Now, maybe not regular. I may only hear the question half a dozen times a year, but I hear it every year. How do you feel about aspartame, Dr. Jack? How do you feel about sucralose, Dr. Jack? And sucralose is just where they essentially take a basic sugar molecule and stick some chlorine on it. And that makes it go right on through the body. And it's interesting. It has a very sweetening effect, but your digestive system doesn't recognize it, doesn't know what to do with it, so it gets rid of it, just goes right on through the body. You think, well, that's good. Who can argue with that? No, it still is related to cardiovascular disease. And why would these things affect cardiovascular? And it's not just that. Your liver is the organ in your body that has to do all of the filtering of everything that takes place. All the things that you drink except water, so everything that you drink, including liquids with these artificial sweeteners, all the food that you eat that goes into the digestive system, all of those digestive materials that end up in the bloodstream, go through something called the portal system, P-O-R-T-A-L. And it is where these digested materials are taken out through the bloodstream from the gut, from the intestines, and it's pumped through the liver before it hits the main blood supply. Now, of all things, Mother Nature just doesn't trust us to eat things correctly. So she wants what you eat and what you drink, again, except water, to pass through the liver first so it can be detoxified or broken down further or classified or given additional digestive information so that when it leaves the liver and goes into the main blood supply, the main bloodstream of your body, it's been filtered as best the liver can do. Now, it's interesting, over the last several decades, the increase of liver disease and liver dysfunction, and I'm not talking about the type of liver problems associated with alcoholism. We know that one-third of the people who have fatty liver disease in America today, if they ever had a drink of alcohol, it was a long time ago. So it's not an alcohol-caused problem, although alcoholics often will have fatty liver disease, just pockets of liver, pockets of fat showing up in the liver where it shouldn't be. And it brings pressure to bear, and it affects the liver's ability to further detoxify the blood. So you kind of end up with a two-pronged problem here, especially when one-third of Americans have fatty liver disease and do not drink alcohol. So why is that happening? Well, it has an awful lot to do with what we're putting into our bodies. Now, the amount of sucralose or the amount of aspartame that's in these foods that we consume, unless you drink, you know, half a dozen cans of artificially sweetened soft drink every day, is very, very little. Yet over the period of time, it builds up and the liver begins to be more and more dysfunctional, and it gets to a point where it just has a hard time getting the job done. And a lot of things start slipping through into the bloodstream. And then it comes back around to go through the liver again, and the liver's, you know, working twice as hard. So just something I want you to keep in mind, and if this has hit a nerve with you, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to talk about next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I want to tell you a drink that I have run across recently that after I've had about three or four cans of it over the last couple of weeks, I went and bought a 12-pack, and it's in my fridge, and I really enjoy it. And I don't know if you've got it throughout the rest of the country. It's certainly here in the Intermountain West. And it's called Spindrift. It's one word. Spindrift. I'm not being paid to do this. I don't normally recommend brand names on the air. But I really like this stuff. And you know, when you taste something and you look on the label and it may say artificially sweetened or natural and artificial sweeteners, you know darn well it might be 5% natural, 95% artificial. You can tell when you taste something that has an artificial sweetener in it, something hangs around on the tongue. Mother Nature doesn't do that. When you taste something that is a natural flavor that comes from Mother Nature, you can taste right away. The brain says, oh, I like this. This is okay. Go ahead and drink it. That little voice in the back of your head. Spindrift uses real juices. Now, the one I really like is either the lemon or the lime. They have different flavors. And here, look at this. I'm doing an infomercial for Spindrift. The reason I'm bringing this up is it's just carbonated water with few drops of natural flavor to it. And the reason I'm pushing this is because at the first one, you say, that's just, you know, there's no sweetener in here. So it's not really what I want. But I'll tell you, after a few of them, the carbonation on your tongue satisfies that carbonation desire that you have. And I have it too. But the natural flavors from the natural juices that are present in these drinks, I went and bought a 12-pack sitting there in my fridge right now, and I have it in the refrigerator at the clinic. So I just want to mention that to you because there are a lot of different mineral drinks out there on the market right now that have supposed natural flavors to them. Some of them I've liked, some of them I didn't particularly enjoy as I went from one to another trying to find some. Alternative. Now, if you're going to drink a sugar drink, if you're going to quit these artificials, but you're still going to have something with sugar, the Mexican Coke, you know, at least that's got cane sugar in it. There's nothing artificial about that. I even have some patients that said, have you ever tried it with Jack and Coke? you know, Jack Daniels, you know, you're whatever. I don't know what that drink is, but whatever it is. No, I have it. They said, it's the best day. It's better than the artificial Cokes that are out there. Well, okay. All right. Whatever. But the Mexican Coke, and as I go into the supermarket to buy this Spindrift, you know, there it's there. And then all the normal soft drinks or, you know, by the big packs are all over the place. I notice the section for Mexican Coke is getting bigger and bigger and bigger on the shelf inside the supermarket. Because I think it's the old flavor of Coca-Cola and is sweetened with cane sugar. So if you're going to do it, I would, you know, as I've told patients, you got to do it. Try that and see what you think. All right. Now, we got a break coming up here before too much longer. But after that break, last week I talked to you about the symptom survey. But I want to give you a real experience with it because we've had an increase at the clinic of people requesting the symptom survey. I have what it looks like it's 224 questions. So when we get back after the break, I'm going to read some of these to you and see what you think, because this gives, when people, Dr. Jack, what do I do about this? Dr. Jack, I want you to take the symptom survey. Well, because it tells me everything. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs, the problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stay tuned for more. Dr. Jack is continuing with his knowledge and his ability to communicate. That's next on this week's Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So last week, I talked to you about the symptom survey. As I'm looking at the sheet here right now, it's 224 questions broken up into 8 different groups. Actually, it's more than that because Group 7 has A, B, C, D, E, and F. So there's a lot of groups here. And by groups, I mean we're looking at your cardiovascular system. We're looking at the lungs. We're looking at your immune system. We're looking at how your liver and your gallbladder work. We're looking at your elimination and your gut and your digestion. And these questions reveal the kinds of problems that people line up for drugs that can easily be addressed through nutritional changes. So as I go through here, I'm going to read you some of these questions that I think you might find interesting. I am looking at group number one here. Now, then there's 3 possible answers to every question. And 3 questions and answers in the sense of, and you can only answer one of the 3 per question. Mild symptoms that occurred once or twice in the last 6 months, moderate once or twice in the last month, or severe symptom would be something chronic and occurs at least once or twice a week. So here, I'm just acid foods upset, get chilled often, lump in throat, dry mouth, eyes, nose, cuts heal slowly, you gag easily, strong light irritates you, nervous stomach, cold sweats often, fever easily raised. You find yourself staring and not blinking as much, neuralgia-like pain. That's group number one. And that tells me something about your digestive system. Group number two, eyelids swollen and puffy, muscle, leg, toe cramps at night, digestion rapid, pulse is slow, but you feel irregular, difficulty swallowing, perspires easily, circulation poor, sensitive to cold, subject to colds, asthma, and bronchitis. That's another group telling me something about the pulmonary system and the lungs. And I'm only giving you a sample. In the group one, there's 20 questions. In group two, there's 21 questions that are all related to the lungs. Group three, you eat when you're nervous, irritable before your meal. You get shaky if you're hungry. Heart palpitates if a meal's missed. Overeating sweets upsets you. mood, depression, blues, melancholy, abnormal craving for sweets and sugars, awake after a few hours sleep, hard to get back. That is telling me an awful lot about the liver, the gallbladder group. And there are, there's over a dozen questions in that group. Group number four, hands and feet go to sleep easily, high altitude discomfort. You're an afternoon yawner, muscle cramps, worse during exercise, get Charlie horses. Tendency to anemia, nosebleeds frequently, tension under the breastbone or a feeling of lightness or worse on exertion. That one has 16 questions. And again, they would be ranked according to mild, moderate, or severe. And I'm only giving you just a little sample of the different group. Here's group number five. Dizziness, dry skin, burning feet, blurred vision, itching skin, bitter metallic taste in the mouth, feeling queasy, stools lightly colored, skin will peel on the foot or on the soles of your foot. You have to use laxatives, sneezing attacks, bad breath. Milk products will cause distress, sensitive to hot weather, burning or itching, anus, craving sweets. Again, this is related to the digestion and elimination of toxins and the function of your liver. Group number six, loss of taste for meat, coated tongue, mucus colitis or irritable bowel, gas shortly after eating, and there's about 20 questions in that group. Group 7A, insomnia, night sweats, heart palpitations, pulse faster at rest, eyelids and face will twitch, can't work under pressure, flushes easily, highly emotional, intolerance to heat. There's certain vitamin deficiencies that would trigger these things. And when I see the results of this survey, and there's 14 different questions in that group. I just gave you about four or five. The next group, increase in weight, decrease in appetite, ringing in the ears, sensitive to cold, constipation, hair coarse, falls out, slow pulse below 65, frequent urination, reduced initiative, impaired hearing. That's another group relating to certain vitamin deficiencies. And these things, every one of these samples that I'm giving you here can easily be addressed by nutritional changes. Group 7C, failing memory, low blood pressure, increased sex drive, decreased sugar tolerance, headaches, the splitting type of headache. The next group, abnormal thirst, weight gain around the hips or the waist, tendency to ulcers, increased sugar intolerance, menstrual disorders with the women, young ladies' lack of menstrual function. Again, relating to certain vitamin deficiencies. Group 7E, dizziness, headaches, hot flashes, increased blood pressure, masculine tendencies in the female, sugar in the urine, but not diabetic sugar in the urine. I'm up to question 156, and I've probably read maybe 20 of these. Group 7F, weakness, dizziness, chronic fatigue, low blood pressure, nails weak and rigid, tendency to hives, perspiration increasing, bowel disorders, swollen ankles, craving salt, allergies, tendency towards asthma. That's up through question 172. Now, most of these would not apply to you. Most of these questions, that's not me, that's not me, that's, here's one. Oh, this is definitely me. This is reduced initiative. Oh, that's definitely that kind of thing. And then you would rank it mild, moderate, or severe. Here's group eight. Apprehension, and this one has 26 questions. Never seems to get well, forgetfulness, indigestion, poor appetite, muscular soreness, noise sensitivities, weakness, fatigue, skin sensitive to touch, headache, insomnia, anxiety, anorexia, loose joints, allergy to some foods, forgetfulness, morbid fears, irritability. Again, this is relating mostly to B vitamin deficiency, certain members of the B vitamin family. The last two sections, and what I'm reading to you here are questions from the symptom survey. How would you take this? Good question. ForbiddenDoctor.com, right there on the homepage, it'll say, take the symptom survey. And you click on it. There's a charge for it. Not much, but there's a charge for it because I have to pay my nutritionist to go through and make some sense out of what all these answers would indicate. And then we sit down together and figure out, I think they need this, and they need this, and they need this. And then we would get back to you with two or three suggestions, what you might want to start including in the diet or in the sense of supplements to take care of those problems. Now, what I recommend are not drugs. They're food concentrates. And as food concentrates, it takes a while. It takes a few weeks to a few months for the body to respond to this increased nutritional intake. And one of the wonderful things about the body that I have discovered in over 30 years of taking care of people is the body heals much, much faster than it breaks down. It'll struggle. Your liver will beg, borrow, and steal everything it can to keep that blood clean. Your heart will beg, borrow, and steal everything in the bloodstream it possibly can to keep an efficient pumping of blood throughout the body. And when you give it something that it has been lacking for a while, and that's the cause of most of our disease processes in the human body, malnutrition. You know, wow, it's America, for Pete's sake. It's 2022. How can we be malnourished? I could do the next 10 shows on that subject alone because of what is missing in our commercial foods. But I've got two last sections here I want to review with you. For female only, very easily fatigued, premenstrual tension, painful menses, painful breasts, menstruate too frequently, menopausal hot flashes, acne worse during your period, depression of long standing. We know exactly what to do if you have some positive responses in that section. For male, prostate trouble, urination difficult or dribbling, pain on the inside of the legs or the heels, feeling of incomplete bowel evacuation, migrating aches and pains, tired too easily, avoids activity, leg nervousness at night, diminished sex drive. And then at the end of, and that's the last one was question 224. Now, because most of these symptoms do not relate to you, you can get through this thing pretty quick. We've had we've had submissions of the symptom survey where people have answered almost every one of them. And we have to get back to them and say, hey, listen, maybe we didn't make it clear. Only the ones that you look at and you read it and you say, yeah, that's me. That's definitely me. If you can't say that, like here in group eight, anxiety, anorexia, insomnia, you know, no, I sleep really well. Anxiety, yeah, maybe a little bit now and then, but nothing that, and anorexia, oh, good gracious, no, I love a full meal. I eat probably too much food. So you wouldn't even answer these. You wouldn't put in a minor. You wouldn't even bother answering them. And then at the very end of the survey, there's five blank lines. List the five main complaints you have in order of their importance. And you know the wonderful thing about this? When you list the five according to their importance, we can go back through the list and we can see what is triggering those five major complaints listed in importance of in your life. And usually with two or three suggestions, we can really help alleviate the problems. You would go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, and there on the homepage is take the symptom survey. Now, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but there is a charge for it because I have to pay my nutritionist, and we have two very good nutritionists. They get paid a lot because they're very good at what they do, and they save me a lot of time because I am with patients taking care of other things that need to be taken care of. So once they've done the assessment, we sit down together and I review it with them rather quickly. And then we sit there and figure out, okay, what does this lady need? What does this man need to help take care of these problems? And so along with the protocol that we recommend that you take as a result of the symptom survey, you get a 30-minute phone consultation to go along with it because you'll probably have other questions. So it's a heck of a deal. And I'm telling you, there's one theme that seems to run through the whole thing, and it's the liver. And when we can improve the liver's ability to filter the bloodstream and to perform its 600 recognized functions, life can change almost overnight for a lot of people. Almost every new patient that walks into my clinic is a liver problem. I can see it in the eyes. I can see it in the skin. I can see it in their nails. I can smell it on their breath. I can see it in their hair. So once I get the structural problems taken care of, and then I suggest, listen, there are some things we can give you right now that will start helping you to have better liver function. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and on the homepage, get that symptom survey, I'm telling you, we can turn lives around. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Doug and I always have a good time together. You can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts, in fact, with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts between Ken and myself. And then, of course, my podcasts are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Is here, one of my favorite humans who occupies a lot of time and space. You can listen to him and his program every weekend on Good Day Health. Matter of fact, I'm just looking at the last podcast, Jack, that you did. Let's see here. What feeds your brain? I want to know what feeds my brain. Jack tells you that. The differences between acidosis and alkalosis. That's too much acid or too much alkaline in your body. If you don't know that, you need to listen to this podcast. Dr. Jack lets you in on all kinds of things that are his secrets, like what do you eat, what do you drink, what do you take for the various products. Don't take synthetic vitamins. I guess that's kind of what's in here. A standard process, all natural stuff from food. All right, so you got all kinds of information. You get the podcast free, Good Day Health Show. The podcast free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So there's the story on Jack. We're going to talk about your eyes in our conversation with Jack today. Starting out, actually, with the conversation here, a couple of complaints when taking a look at your glasses. We talk about eyewear and being able to see those digital devices. Man, what do they do to your eyes? Some of them are big and heavy. So let's find out what the alternatives are from Mariah Haberman.
Explains what you can do. We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grand Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
Talking about glasses and what happens when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen, I have three screens in front of me all the time when I'm on the air. People use various devices. They have laptops. They have iPads. They have iPhones. You've got your iPhone. Your wife has an iPhone. You've got computers in your office in Salt Lake City, Jack. So, and people will come to you, even though you're a Nuka chiropractor, I'm sure people are asking you all the time, what do you do to protect your eyes? And that's a very good question, a very practical question, frankly, I think.
Well, you may have three computers in front of you, but what are you doing when the show's over? You're outside taking care of the farm. You're outside where your eyes are being exposed to natural light from the sun,
and
from the contrast of light and shadow, and for close-up and far-away focus. And your eyes are doing what nature designed our eyes to do for the last 10,000 generations or whatever we've been on this planet. However, there are people who spend all day on the computer and then they go home and they either watch TV all night or they watch their iPads in bed all night or they watch their iPhones, and the eyes simply begin to lose their ability to adapt to natural situations around us in the sense of focus and contrast measurement between colors, light and dark. And it actually begins to show up after a period of time if your eyes are not exposed to the kinds of things we grew up with before we had all this digital world showing up in front of us and all these instruments.
Well, you have x-rays and stuff in your office, so our eyes are affected, bombarded, as our ears are, as our body is, by all of these things that we can't see, which is having, it has to have.
That's right, and you're constantly bombarded to x-ray anyway. You've got x-ray coming at you from the cosmic center of the universe, you've got it from our galactic center, you have it from the sun, and you have background radiation coming up out of the earth.
So some of it's artificial, some of it is sort of, if you'll pardon me, pun, not pun, but it's natural.
A lot of it is natural.
Right, the x-ray stuff.
But x-rays
radon.
Are natural. You
know,
the if you live anywhere where you have granite in your soil, which is some parts of the country are heavy granite, some parts aren't. But there's radiation, radon, all the stuff coming out of granitic soil anyway that we have grown up with. And I don't just mean since we were born. I mean all the genetic design of the human genome. For
if you hold a dowsing stick next to a big piece of granite, it'll move. You don't think that talks to you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is. 59 past the hour with Dr. Jack.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.